So this is round two of Gabi's recording.
Did he get on last time, or did he like?
I don't know. No, he recorded definitely. I don't know.
He's recording right now.
Yeah, Gabi going different shifts. I left his phone here.
Last time we were discussing the topic of stealing him.
Of course.
Right.
So today's topic is I'm stealing chargers. Is this a fact or?
Remember? So we hate women.
Yes.
Remember that part? What? That's it. That's the whole shit you think. So Perek Zayin, we saw the philosophy of the Chacham. The problem is that Chachma is so far from us, and we are not computers. We're human beings with emotions, which cause us even to make mistakes about what we can reach. And therefore, his suggestion was to go by our internal moral compass. Remember, we read the last pasuk in Perek Zayin. Levad re'ei ze metzati asher asai alokim et adam yashar v'heima v'kshu cheshbonot rabim. God made man straight and they outsmart themselves with their cheshbonis. And we talked last time about who's speaking here, who's responding to the Chacham, who's the antithesis of the Chacham? The Yirei Elokim, right? And I think context here, Pasuk Aleph and Perek Chet, we'll soon see it in context, is almost like sarcastic. Mi kei chacham u mi yodea pesha davar. Oh, who is as wise as the Chacham? Chachmat Adam te'ir panav, va'oz panav yishuneh. He's enlightened by his Chachma. Ani, pi melech shmor. I watch what comes from the mouth of the king. Val devat shvuat elokim. Al tibahel, mi panav te'lech. Al ta'amod b'davar ra. What does Pasuk Gimel remind you of, if you remember what we've already learned in Kohelet? Pasuk Gimel should remind you of the beginning of Perakei. Let's go back to the last pasuk in Perek Daled, which leads into the beginning of Perek Hay. Remember the tone shift in the end of Perek Daled. Shmor ragncha kasher telech al beit elokim. Karov v'shmor mitat mitei taksilim zavach keinam minosot mora. Al tevehel al picha. Remember? The warnings. Be careful what you say. Be careful where you step. Here too. And the Yirei Elokim, so it makes sense. Al tamod b'davara, al tibal mipanachal. Yirat Elokim flows from a recognition of our dependency on God, on His ability to do whatever He wants. Summary in Pasuk Dalid: Ba'asher Dvar Melech Shilton Umi Omar Lo Matase. The word of the king is what's in control, and who can tell him what to do? So we should be careful. Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yeda Davara. Ve'et Umishpat Yeda Lev Chacham. Very strong pasuk, right? Those who follow the words, the rules, they're not going to know anything bad. But a time of judgment, the Chacham will know for trying to outsmart, for trying to but not following what he's supposed to follow. Ki l'chol chefetz yesh etu mishpat. Ki ra'at ha'adam rabba alav. There's a lot of references here to things we were talking about in the end of the first part of the book, right? We're talking about how death is too much for man to handle, we saw in the end of Perek Vav. Here it's ra'at ha'adam rabba alav. His bad is too much for him to handle. We need to fight against the bad inclinations we have inside ourselves to do what we're meant to do, the moral compass. Ki einenu yodea ma sheyeh, ki kasher yeh mi yagidlo. Pasuk Zayin is a very important pasuk. First, let's understand literally what it means, and then we'll try and understand it in context. Ki einenu yodea ma sheyeh. We don't know what will be. Ki kasher yeh mi yagidlo. Because when it will be, who will tell him? Meaning we don't know what's coming later. Why is this pasuk here? What's the point in context?
Chacham thinks he knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, correct. Keep going.
Therefore, he's making assumptions and things turn differently.
Okay. What specifically is he referring to? Context, right? We're reading Pesukim in context, yeah?
If you do something wrong, you don't know when you're going to have give it, the retribution will be taken for it.
How does the Chacham tell himself not to worry about what's coming?
He sees it coming.
What? He sees it coming? What? Logic. How come the Chacham feels he can be calculated and outsmart the system and he's not worried about being judged?
Because he's a Chacham.
What does that mean?
He's better figured out then.
What?
Figured out then.
I don't think that's what he thinks. We're just reading all these psukim here. What's he saying? What did he just say in Pasuk Hey? In Pasuk Vav? I'm sorry? What does he say? What does he tell the Chacham that he should be wary about?
Ra'as Adam.
Pasuk Hey, what does he say there?
It's Mishpat.
It'd be a judgment day, right? You're Yirei Elokim. You have to speak to this, you know, calculated, cynical person who doesn't have any values and morals. What do you tell him?
Judgment is coming.
What?
You're going to
judge one day? You're going to have to pay for this one day, right? Don't think you can get around the system. I'll give you an example. Just as something that still I'm struck by it. I was speaking, if I told you the story, stop me, but I was speaking to a Rav in Gush Etzion who's dealing with a lot of difficult issues. So there's a guy, I don't want to, you know, do any details, who wrote a book, you know, with all kinds of things that are against halacha, etc. And he writes in the introduction that he got his inspiration from the Chassam Sofer. Now, for those who know the Chassam Sofer was like the biggest traditionalist, etc. So the notion that someone like that could get his inspiration from the Chassam Sofer is like unbelievable. So what's pshat? The guy wrote, this rabbi's telling me, the guy wrote that his grandfather was a rabbi in Romania and he fought against Reform Jewry. And the Chassam Sofer wrote his grandfather a letter giving him chizuk and telling him, you're being mekayim and mitzvah daraisa because the Torah says, lo taguru v'neish. Don't be afraid of anyone, you got to do what's right. So this guy wrote, I'm going in the spirit of the Chassam Sofer to my grandfather. I'm not afraid of anybody and I'm going to do it. So it's ironic that the Chassam Sofer be quoted by that. So the rabbi says to me this morning, he goes, this guy obviously doesn't believe in Olam Habak. I said, what is that? He goes, because if he did, he'd know that one day he's going to have to face the Chassam Sofer. And to quote, you want to quote, you're quoting the Chassam Sofer? What, are you crazy? You know, to quote him that way? That's my point. There are people who don't believe in or don't think about, don't take stock, they're not afraid of, they're not wary, conscious of the fact that there'll be judgment. Most people in our world, right, they do all kinds of terrible things, they know they're doing a terrible thing. They're going to be judged for it. If it was clear to them they'd be judged for it, they would never do it. So what are they telling themselves? Or, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Anyone ever see any judgment day? Right? Okay, fine. So what's the Yirei Elokim saying? Let's read it again, Pasuk Hey. Shomer mitzvah lo yedah davar ra. Ve'etu mishpat yedah lev chacham. Ki lechol chefetz yesh etu mishpat. Everything is judged. Ki ra'at adam rabalav. It needs to be, there's so much bad to be judged. Now that we explained it again, how does Pasuk Zayin fit in?
You could be judged at any time, right?
More.
You could go at any time and judgment will come.
We need to realize that we don't know what's coming. Meaning, we don't know about Judgment Day. And people generally assume that things they don't know about don't happen. An important part of us being able to take things seriously is understanding that the fact that we don't know it doesn't mean it isn't. In fact, it is. Pasuk Zayin, ki einenu yodea mashiyah. We don't know what's going to be, and why don't we know what's going to be? Because who would have told us? No one comes back from there, right? So the fact that we don't know it doesn't mean it isn't happening. And now it brings a stronger point in Pasuk Chet. Let's get ready for Pasuk Chet. Everyone's ready? Ein adam shalit baruach lichlo et aruach. Let's explain the first part of Pasuk Chet. What does it mean?
No one masters the wind, nobody control the wind.
What wind are we talking about when we say that people don't master the wind?
Their life,
time.
Yeah, I think it means one soul. By the way, the important word in Pasuk Chet, which contrasts it with the beginning of the parak, is the word shalit. How is that important? Because we were talking about in Pasuk Dalet about God being, His word being shalit. Everyone with me? God is shalit, we're not shalit. In fact, not only are we not shalit things beyond ourselves, we're not even shalit.
Ourselves.
What do you mean we're not shalit on ourselves? I'm shalit on myself, no? What does it mean?
So you can't control the future.
Is that what he's saying here? Ein adam shalit baruach lichlo et aruach.
To end his...
Lichlo, what does lichlo mean?
To destroy.
Lichlo means to keep inside, like a beit kela. Trap. What do you mean we can't trap the spirit?
Oh, we can't stay alive forever.
We can't even control it, forget forever. We can't determine we'll die today, we'll die tomorrow. Can we even keep the spirit inside ourselves? Can we even stay awake? And just in case you're not convinced that's what he's talking about, look at the next four words. V'ein shilton b'yom ha-mavet. No one has control over their day of death. V'ein mishlachat b'milchama. Why does he refer specifically to war?
Because war, a lot of random occurrences happen.
Yeah. War is something that helps people appreciate the fact that they don't even control their own lives. And there's a big mistake presented in most war movies. The big mistake presented is as if who survives wars?
Brave men.
No. You know who survives wars? People not hit by bombs that fall out of airplanes. You think of The Patriot. Right? You ever see The Patriot? The movie The Patriot? War of Independence? You know that? With Mel Gibson? So you see Braveheart?
Yeah.
People line up on this side. People line up on that side. And they just fire at each other. Which side wins? The side that only loses 60% as opposed to 70% of their people. The side that runs second as opposed to first. If you get hit with a cannonball in the head, you see Page. It's not like, oh, I worked out a long time, I got strong neck muscles. You're done. You see Dunkirk, you're standing on the beach, the planes are going over. Who survives that raid? Whoever happens to be standing on a piece of sand that's not hit by a bomb. It's not like a duel. I practiced a long time, I'm very good at this duel, I'm going to beat you. You know, the way they're presented in these, these classical movies. This is a strong guy, he's a duel, he's a guy. You see Braveheart, they're firing the arrow. There's like 500 arrows. You know, I survived. Tough guy. When you get hit by an arrow like that, that's coming out of outer space, I'm not talking about a little knife wound or something. You get hit by an arrow coming down that way, shot from above. It doesn't matter how hard you worked out. You're not pulling that arrow out. You're done. Ein mishlachat b'milchama helps sharpen the point of our lack of control over even our own lives. Forget anything else. V'lo yamaleit reshad be'alav. How do the last five words connect to everything that came before? V'lo yamaleit reshad be'alav. People hope that they're going to get away with murder. They're going to get away with what they did wrong. They're not going to have to pay for it. His point is judgment is coming. The broader way he makes the point is don't be lulled into a sense of safety by the fact that you've never seen Judgment Day. Realize that we don't know a tremendous amount. And the fact that we don't know it doesn't mean it's not happening. More important than that, realize you're not in control. You don't dictate. You don't determine even your own life. And just like your life and death is beyond your control, so too being judged is beyond your control. And it's coming. This is classic Yirei Elokim stuff. You know what I'm saying? And everyone understands it? And maybe it resonates with voices of how we've heard these kind of things in the past. Don't worry, it's about to take the Yirei Elokim down. But we saw the Chacham, Perek Zayin, the Yirei Elokim's response, Perek Chet. This tension between to what extent do we follow our moral conscience, the way we're naturally programmed, Asai Elokim et Adam Yashar, to what extent are we calculated? Do we try and do... the ways we can outsmart the system. Building ways. W-A-Z-E. The Chacham built ways. The Yirei Elokim says, I'm just going straight. Adam Yashar. Don't go this way. Asa Elokim et Adam Yashar. V'heime b'kshu cheshbonot rabim. That's ways. I'm not going to go straight. Why would I go straight? I'm going to go around. Yes.
It only works if you believe in a judgment day. If the Chacham doesn't believe there's a reckoning, then it doesn't matter what the reckoning
is. I know, and that's what the Yirei Elokim is pointing out, right? That it's coming. Don't be so confident that it's not coming.
Mm-hmm. It's not a proof that it is coming.
Though. He's not proving it.
He believes it.
How do you see that the next Pasuk is a new piece? Pasuk Tet.
It's called Zeroes.
Right, remember we saw in Pasuk Chav Gimel of Perek Zayin, Kol Zo Nisiti V'Chokhmah. His evaluation of Chokhmah. Now he's evaluating again. But if you look carefully here at Pasuk Tet, you see he's evaluating more than just one piece. How do you know he's evaluating more than one piece?
Kolza,
right? And as we're about to see, he's now taking stock not only of the speaker who just came before him, the Yirei Elokim, but of the whole debate between the Yirei Elokim and the Chacham. And what we're about to see is that the next speaker is going to reject both of them. Or in truth, he's going to agree with both of them against each other. The Chacham is right about values. The Yirei Elokim is right about the Chacham. You're both crazy. Et kol ze ra'iti v'naton et libi l'chol ma'aseh asher na'asah tachat ha'shamash. Here you hear the scope that he's referring to. L'chol ma'aseh asher na'asah tachat ha'shamash. Eit asher shalat ha'adam be'adam l'ralo. There's that word again. What word am I referring to? Well, eight, you have throughout the book, but
Shalat.
Let's look back at the end of Perakei. Remember the end of Perakei when the hedonist was speaking, as opposed to Perak Gimel where everything was idyllic, and Perakei is saying, look, enjoy what you can. Perakei Pasuk Yud-Chet, Gam kol ha'adam eshenatano elokim ha'osher nechasim v'hishlito le'achol mimenu. Whatever you have control over. And then the second ra'ah in Perak Vav was, let's remember, beginning of Perak Vav, Yesh ra'ah shereiti tachat ha'shamash v'rabai al ha'adam, ish asher yitein lo ha'elokim osher nechasim v'chavod ve'enenu chaser le'nafsho mikol yisher tzaveh, v'lo yashliteinu elokim v'achol mimenu. But he lacks control. And if you remember in Perak Vav, what causes us to lack control over what we have? Death, remember?
Yeah.
Death. You can't plan around, etc. Okay. See, and we saw here in the beginning of Perichet, he's talking about control again, the Yirei Elokim pointing out the lack of control. And now the responder in Pasuk Tet is speaking about control in a new direction. What direction is that? Pasuk Tet. Eit asher shalata adam be'adam l'ralo. Anyone? What phenomenon is he pointing to that bothers him? Phenomena. It just doesn't really... Phenomena. So that's where they got it from. They just cut off the beginning of the word. You don't know the song, huh? Phenomena, you know?
Jordan, step up. What's
up? I think it's phenomena, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're paraphrasing.
Yeah.
You're paraphrasing. Okay. Anyone? No, what's he talking about?
Having control of yourself.
Eight, asher shalat ha'adam be'adam. So Ben understands that a person controlling himself, that would be Adam be'atzmo. I think Adam, people control each other in a bad way. What? Okay, well, Baruch Shekivanti. Asher shalat Adam be'adam l'ralo. And when he talks about the way people control each other negatively, he continues in the next pasuk. We're going to have to talk about this pasuk, but let's first read it. Uvechein ra'iti rishayim kvurim vavo. I see rishayim who are buried and they return. This is Yashki. Umimkom kedosh yalechu. And they come from a holy place. V'yishtachu ve'ir asher kein asu. And it's forgotten in the city what they did. What did they do? Beginning of Pasuk Yud. They were Rishayim, who somehow have a return. And it's forgotten that they were Rishayim.
Physically
is impossible.
I think they did.
So what are we talking about? What are we talking about? What's the phenomena we're talking about here, right?
The concept of evil.
He's talking about conceptual.
The actions that people do based on the concept.
So I'll give you an example, okay? Yes.
Is this how history always has and always will be itself in bad ways? That right now, you look in Europe.
Okay, what's the point here?
That things come back. Like, fascism right now is coming back.
I understand, but what's he talking about here? He's talking about people, no? People, what?
Bad things happening, good people, and good things happening.
Is that what he's talking about here? Again, I want to. Everything you're saying is true. I'm not disagreeing with anything. Re'iti rishayim kvurim, people rishayim who are buried vavo, umimkom kadosh yalechu, v'yishtachu ve'ir asher kein asu.
There's always going to be one bad person who takes that person's place.
He's talking about other bad people.
Like if one person died and the person comes back up again.
Not a bad idea. I'll tell you what I think it means. How many of you have ever heard of John Rockefeller? Good guy, bad guy. Rockefeller Center, no? Dale Carnegie, good guy, bad guy. Good guy, Dale Carnegie, Carnegie Scholars, etc. These were all wicked people. These were all wicked people. Maybe you don't know their history. Now, the reason most people see the, you know, an excellent example is Nobel. Nobel, good guy, bad guy. Everyone knows the story with him, right? Everyone knows the story?
Yeah.
Nobel created dynamite. One day, people, there was a rumor that he had died. So his obituary appeared. And what they wrote in the newspapers, he created dynamite, millions of people died. That's how I'm going to be remembered. So he gave a lot of money to form, to found the Nobel Peace Prize and other prizes for science. So now most people, they say Nobel, what do you think of?
Nobel
Peace Prize, you know, Bettering the World Prize. Rockefeller, Carnegie, many people, they were called, what were they called?
Robber
barons. Robber barons, yeah. They were the robber barons. They made their money off other people's backs. Rockefeller, you know, made this whole Rockefeller Center thing. Carnegie, they invested in all kinds of things. Trump became president, you know what I'm saying? Meaning... people who are not nice people find some way of using their money and power to be remembered otherwise. That's pretty frustrating, though. Imagine if you're one of the, you know, these victims of a robber baron, and your grandson comes home. Look, I want a Rockefeller scholarship. Oh, this is John Rockefeller, so wonderful. I got a scholarship. You know what I'm saying, right? So, what does this mean in the bigger picture here? What's he saying? Who is he responding to, and what's he saying? Or read one more passage. Pasuk Aleph. Asher ein nasa pitgam maase hara'a mehera. Al kein malei leiv bnei adam bahem lasod ra. What's a pitgam? Anyone knows? Pitgam.
Letter.
No? Pitgam. A pitgam is like a saying. We have all kinds of sayings. The things that are supposed to happen to those who do wrong don't happen quickly. Ein nase pitgam maase hara mehera. For example, crime doesn't pay. If crime didn't pay, people wouldn't be committing it. Crime pays, and it pays a lot. So what's pshat? Crime doesn't pay.
We like to think it doesn't pay.
We're trying to convince people it doesn't pay. People say it. Why do people say it?
You want to keep this
system. What?
You don't see judgment. You don't know they're going to judge
things. Yes, you're disagreeing with it. Why do people say crime doesn't pay? You're saying it's not true. No one believes it. They just say it. It's like, don't do drugs. People do drugs. What?
Want to video.
What?
People want to video.
I'll tell you the truth. Crime doesn't pay. Crime doesn't pay because in the end, you get caught. In the end, your life is miserable. You're afraid of being caught. All kinds of things. In the end, crime doesn't pay. But it pays for a long time. Look inside. Asher ein nasa pitgam maase hara'a mehera. The things they say about evil deeds don't happen
quickly.
Al kain malei leiv bnei adam bahem lasod ra. That's why people, their hearts are full of the motivation to
do bad.
To do bad. It's nice to talk about Yirat Elokim as some kind of ideal. It is not a practical way that people are going to feel like they want to live their lives because of that, because we don't feel it. Number one, we see examples of evil people who are remembered positively. If you can do the stuff that Trump did, right? You can act the way Trump acted. What does it mean about all the midos we're trying to teach, right? Right? And then, if the things that are supposed to happen bad to those who do the wrong things don't happen quickly, people feel like they want to do the wrong things, what we call the wrong things. Continuing, Pasuk Yud Bet. Asher chote oseh ra me'at. It's with a tough. A sinner does hundreds of bad things. Umarich lo. What does umarich lo mean?
He works out.
Marich, what? Long. He lives a long life. Umarich lo. It extends for him. Ki gam yodea ani asher yeh tov liyirei elokim asher yu milfanav. V'tov lo yeh l'rasha v'lo yarichim im katzel asher yinenu yirei milfnei elokim. I also know that it's eventually going to be good for the Yirei Elokim. And it's not going to be good for the Rasha. And he won't live a long, happy life. But, Pasuk Yedalad, Yesh Hevel Asher Nasa Al Haaretz. There's something wrong with what happens here. Asher Yesh Tzadikim Asher Magia Alehem Kemaseh Rishayim V'yesh Rishayim Shemagia Alehem Kemaseh Tzadikim. There are Rishayim who seem to have the fate that a Tzadik deserves. And there are tzaddikim who seem to have the fate that a Russia deserves. Amarti Shagam Zehava. Who is he speaking out against in these first psukim that we read? Since the Yirei Elokim, right? He's saying it doesn't add up. This Yirat Elokim doesn't add up. So, what's the alternative? If it doesn't pay to try to outsmart the system, and it doesn't pay to be a good, you know, nice little boy, so what should you do? What's the default throughout the book?
Hedonism.
Pasuk Tedvav, v'shibachti ani et asimcha, asher ein tov le'adam tachat hashemesh, ki im le'achov v'lishtod v'lismoach, v'hu yilvenu v'amalo, and God will give you like the loans of life, yemei chaya v'shenatan le'olakim tachat hashemesh, ka'asher natati et libi ladat chokma, v'lerot et ha'inyan esher nasa al ha'aretz, ki gam bayom v'alad ha'sheina v'ina v'inenu ro'e. What's he talking about now in Pasuk Tedzayin? What's the difference between Pasuk Tet Zayin, and if you want to read ahead, you can look at Pasuk Yud Zayin, and the Pesukim we just read before.
Nosati and Bro Isi, he's thinking about it again.
And what is he thinking about?
Chochma.
Chochma. Remember how I introduced this speaker in the end of Perek Chet when we started with the first Pasuk, Pasuk Tet. Et kol zera'iti v'naton et libi. He's reflecting on both. He's reflecting on the Yirei Elokim. He's reflecting on the Chacham. He responds to the Yirei Elokim and says, the Chacham was right about you. It doesn't pay to try and be Yirei Elokim. You don't ultimately get the things you think you're going to be getting. And now he's turning to, as we just saw in Pasuk Tet Zayin, he's turning to?
Hedonism.
No, that was Pasuk Tet Vav. To Chacham. Again, he says, being Yirei Elokim doesn't pay. Pasuk Tet Vav, v'shibachti ani et ha-simcha. Pasuk Tet Zayin, being a Chacham, doesn't pay either. He's rejecting both of the alternatives that are being spoken about in the second part of the book. Again, let's start from Pasuk Tet Zayin. Kasher natati et libi ladat chochma v'lerot et ha'inyan asher nasa al ha'aretz. Ki gam b'yom v'la l'sheina b'einav einenu ro'eh. Day and night he can't sleep because he's working so hard to figure things out. V'ra'iti et kol ma'asei Elokim. I look at everything that's created by God in this world. Ki lo yuchal ha'adam limtzo et ha'ma'aseh asher nasa tachat ha'shemesh. You can't find the solution, the explanation for everything. Ba'asher ya'amol ha'adam levakesh. A person works hard to seek, to find. V'lo yimtza, and he doesn't find. V'gamim yomar ha'chacham ladat. Even if the chacham thinks he's going to know, lo yuchal limtzo, he can't find it. The Yirei Elokim doesn't pan out. The chachma can't be found. And therefore, again, the rejection of everything, beginning of Perek Tet. Ki et kol ze natati alibi. All this I took to heart. V'lavur et kol ze asher ha'tzadikim. Ve'achachamim, va'avadehem, who seem meaningless, akol bi'ad Elokim. Gam ahava, gam sinah, ein yodea ha'adam ha'kol efnehem. Ha'kol sha'aka asher lakol. Everything is the same for everyone. Mikre echad, the same occurrence, la tzadik, v'la rasha, la tov, v'la tahor, v'la tamei, v'la zoveach, v'la asher einenu zoveach, katov, kachote, hanishba, ka'asher shvua yarei. Because the same thing happens to all of them. What's he saying here in the first four psukim of Perek Tet?
Everyone dies.
Everyone dies. Death is the great equalizer. You could also use the term nullifier. It nullifies all the things you were, all the distinctions between people. Being a tzaddik, being a chacham, being tohar versus being tameh, being someone who brings a carbon versus not bringing a carbon. Remember before he said, don't bring, do bring. Being a good person, being a sinner. None of this really matters. Because in the end, we all end up in the same place. Again, Pasuk Gimel. Zer ra v'chol asher nasa tachat ha'shemesh. Ki mikre echad lakol. V'gam leiv b'nei adam, alei rav ha'leluk bilvavam v'chayem, v'charav ha'lamitim. And that's why people's hearts are full of bad and joking in their heart, and then to the death. Ki mi asher yechubar kol ha'chaim, because who of those who really know what life is, yesh bitachon, the only thing we can be confident in is, ki lekelev chai hu tov min ariyeh amit, that a live dog is better than a dead lion. Which is sad, because what do you gain by being a lion if in the end you die and a live dog is better than you? Ki ha'chaim yodim sheyamutu. Those alive know they're going to die. Ve'ametim einam yodim mu'uma. They don't know anything. Ve'ein od lehem sachar ki nishkach sichram. And they gain nothing because they're forgotten. So he circles back around there after the debate in the second part of the book and comes back to the same place he was at the end of the first part of the book, which is?
Death.
Death right?
Makes everything meaningless.
Death seems to make everything meaningless. The one thing we know, again, Pasuk Hei, Hachayim yodim shiyamutu, v'hametim einam yodim mu'uma. The biggest reason we can't figure out how to live our lives is because the only thing we know in this world, as far as where we go, is that we die. We don't know more than that. V'hametim, as far as we know, einam yodim mu'uma, and they become irrelevant because they're forgotten. Very important, powerful pasuk. Now, pasuk vav. Let's look together. Gam avatam, gam sinatam. Gam kinatam kfar avada. Their love, their loves, their hatreds, their jealousies have all been lost. What does this mean? How could this be more than death? How could there be something more than death, worse than death?
Undoing everything they did in the past.
And it's not just what they did. You're right. Well, I'm sorry?
They have no legacy.
Yeah. It's more.
Well, they believed in.
It's more. Yeah. You know, people have fought in World War II. People went through concentration camps, right? What does it mean to them when someone buys German? People fought in Vietnam. Lavdil, right? They're very angry that America is willing to work with Vietnam. Soldiers from wars, and you know, forget about national, global things. Let's say you're a kid growing up, right? You go to school, you love the Brooklyn Dodgers. The Brooklyn Dodgers move. Well, for a while, people remember who the Brooklyn Dodgers were. But eventually, you're like, the Brooklyn who? The Dodgers in Los Angeles. I don't know what you're talking about. You're in school. You have your friends, the people you like, the people you don't like. You spend your whole life. These are people, good people, bad people, the Italians, the Puerto Ricans, whatever, da 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 da, right? Now, what happens? You're getting older, older, older. Eventually, no one knows what you're talking about. These things don't mean anything to anyone anymore, right? Now it's the blacks and the Italians against the Puerto Ricans and the Japanese, or God knows what, you know what I'm saying? The allegiances, the feelings you had that mattered to you, the music you loved, the people you hated, the commies. You guys know what commies are?
Yeah.
Right. No one knows what you're talking about. And I want you to know, you know, I don't know if you can get ready when you're 18, 19 for this, but old age is very lonely. You know why? Because no one knows what the hell you're talking about. No one knows your music. No one knows your movies. No one knows your sports references. Someone sent me an article last night about the bat that crushed Hitler. How many of you know what that means? Hank Greenberg. Anyone besides Jacob know who Hank Greenberg was? Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, that's impressive, at least. You know, are your kids going to know who Hank Greenberg was? Now again, if you were growing up in the 20s and 30s in America, Hank Greenberg is like more holy than the Bible. You know Tanakh, but you know Hank Greenberg. You know he played on Rosh Hashanah, didn't play on Yom Kippur until they... I'm saying, this is your holding. You people want to know who Sandy Koufax was. How could that be? There are people in Cleveland who won't hate Miami because they stole LeBron. So it's pshat. Could you imagine? What does it do to you? What does it do to you when you get to an age where the world just doesn't care about what you care about? It doesn't even know what you care. It doesn't even understand what you're talking about, your language. You have no one to share hak with. Can you imagine? Mint Hashem, you know, 60 years from now, you're walking to a cultural based measure, you want to hack around about Kirsch or whatever else. No, who's Kirsch? No, 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 what you're talking about. You'll want to huck around about God. No, 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 what you're talking about? They'll look at you like you're crazy. And it doesn't take 60 years. Come back in a few years, people look at you. What are you talking about? So, it's not just that people die. Everything that mattered to them fades. So do you matter? Imagine an alien who landed here from another planet. With a whole different culture, all that stuff, E.T., you know what I'm trying to say? He doesn't get to watch TV, and he has his whole vart. No one understands him. No one sympathizes with him. No, it's totally irrelevant. So what does that mean? Meaning, who cares about Donovan McNabb in Philadelphia anymore? You ever hear of Donovan McNabb?
Yeah.
This is the shadow, what we're going to find out. The shadow we're going to find out is it Donovan McNabb who was a loser? Or is it a Dinan being an Eagles quarterback? We'll find out in the 2-minute drive of the Super Bowl. We'll find out. Now, I'm even Yovan. I don't know how much you're holding. I see where Eagles stuff. I don't know if you're holding. Mamish. You know what I'm saying? We'll find out if he vomits in the 2-minute drive. You know what I'm saying? Well, hold up. It might be a Philadelphia thing. It might be a Klala. There's a decent chance. It might be a Klala. Okay, in any case. She said, Yeah. So again, let's read the Pasuk. Ying, ying. Pasuk Vav. And to be together with Pasuk Hey. Ki achayim yodim shiyamutu, v'hameitim einam yodim mauma, v'ein od lehem sachar ki nishkach zichram. Gam avatam, gam sinatam, gam kinatam, kfar avada. V'chelek ein lehem od leolam b'chol asher nasa tachat ha-shemesh. And they have no portion moving forward in what happens in this world. Ouch! And therefore, again, who's speaking here? the hedonist. Remember, we saw the end of Perakhet. He rejected the Yirei Elokim and then asserted in Pasuk Tedvav of Perakhet, Mishibach Dani et Asimcha Asherim Tov Ladam, the Kiyim Lishchol, Velishtot, Velismoach. He comes back now after rejecting the Chacham in Pasuk Zion. Lech Echol Besimcha Lachmecha. Ushtei Belev Tov Yenecha. Go eat your bread and your wine, enjoy it. Kikfar Ratzai Elokim et Maasecha. Don't think you have to live up to some higher standard. God's fine with you. B'chol eit yu v'gadecha livanim. At all times, your clothing should be white. For me, you see, it was written in the 70s. You know, disco. So Chazal said, you know, it means you're doing vidur, Yom Kippur. Then maybe like a midrash. B'shemen ha-roshchal yichsa, mus. Pasuk tet. Re'ei chayim imisha asher yahafta. Kol yimei chayei avlecha. Very important pasuk. See your life with the woman that you love all your meaningless days. Because that's all you got. where does this come from? See your life with the woman you love. Where did this come from?
What's this point? Meaning in this life, even if
where do you see meaning?
Talk about the Isha on the Parakha, what bad Isha does.
Remember, we saw in Parakhet how dangerous the Isha is, right?
It's different kind
she of ensnares you. Yeah, right, man?
I only say you're a chacham.
What's his point here about the woman?
If you're a hedonist, then it's fine.
What difference does it make, right? I'll give you an example. Every few years, there's like this big thing in the news about an 80-year-old rich guy marrying a 22-year-old Playboy model, right? You fill in the blank, you know, with the names, right? What are people's feelings about that when you see something like that?
He's going to die soon.
It's disgusting. It's a zeal of marriage. It's like, you know, that's not love. Now, if you went over to this 80-year-old guy and said, what's wrong with you? She doesn't love you. She's marrying you for your money. What would the 80-year-old guy say?
What is he?
In a hanami. So, who said it has to be about something? Again, that would just make you even sicker, right? But in a hanami. This evening, re'ei isha chayim im isha sharat. She's ensnaring me. It's not about truth. Da, da, da. Okay. So, I'm partying. What else is there? Re'ei chayim im isha asher ahavta kol yimei chayei avlecha asher natan lecha tachat ha-shemesh kol yimei avlecha v'uchal kachal chem ha-jaza Pasuk Yud kol asher timtza yadcha la'asot bekochecha asei. Whatever you get the opportunity to do, do. Ki ein ma'aseh v'cheshbon v'da'at v'chochma v'sha'ol asher ata holech shama. Very sharp pasuk here. What does it mean, the end of the pasuk?
You're going to die, so do whatever you want now.
He says more than that. What does he say about
what
happens later? What?
Don't live with regrets?
I think he would agree with that, but that's not what these words mean. What? I think he would agree with that, but that's not what he's saying.
There's no final reckoning.
Ki ein ma'aseh v'cheshbon v'da'at v'chochma v'sha'ol asher ata holech shama. Because there's no reckoning in the hell you're going to. It doesn't mean it's hell in the sense that you're going to burn, right? We all go, we all die, we all pass away, and vanish. And you know, don't make cheshbonos. There's nothing to be afraid of. Do whatever you can, even finish. And you see here just how, you know, beliefless he becomes as the book goes on. Because earlier he was talking about, yeah, God will judge there. It's not our job to judge. There is a reckoning. We live our lives the way we can. Here is just the total denial of anything we don't know and don't see.
You're getting old and cranky.
But he is definitely, well, he started old and cranky. What happens when someone old and cranky gets more old and cranky?
It's old and crankier.
Oscar the Grouch, you know. In any case, this concludes the second part of the Sefer. And again, just to remember, the first part he started with the idyllic hedonism, the socialism response, the Yirei Elokim answering both of them. The second part, the attempt of the Chacham, the calculation again versus the Yirei Elokim, and always coming back to the hedonist. There are two parts left in the Sefer. Maybe we'll do it all next time. You guys getting ready to work next time? Finish the Sefer? It'd be cool. Maybe we can stretch. We can try. We'll see. In any case, he has the last piece of frustration, which starts here in Pasuk Yud Aleph. You can see that it's a new piece. How do you see it?
Shavti
v'ro tachat ha-shamash. Again, if the Christians would have understood the book, you could have put a parak here. It would have been made sense. You know what I'm saying? There are clear beginnings. They're just, you know, they're always a half a parak off when they start a parak. You know, isn't great. Okay, so this is a new parak. Shafti v'ro tachat ha-shemesh. We'll see from the middle of Perek Tet through the end of Perek Yud is the closing frustration, and then Perek Yud Aleph, Perek Yud Bet is where it gives you a solution. So there is a solution. But we can only appreciate the solution if we are truly appreciate why we should be so terribly and absolutely frustrated. So again, if you're cruising along and everything's fine and you're not getting into his mindset, so you know, you don't appreciate the solution either. Hopefully we can get really fabited by next week so we can get to some. So what's next? Eof?
Yeah. Or Mishlei of Shara Shara.
If we're already depressed, you know, you know, it's a good book to read, you know what I'm saying? We're talking about death and suffering. Yeah. The good stuff. Yeah. Okay, we'll see. We'll play it. We have to start touring next couple of weeks.
Can you do EO? Yeah,
please. That's what I suggested. Shira Shirim is less philosophical. It's more, you know, hooty tooty. What?
Mishlei.
Also, but EO, you gotta say first, yeah. Eof. Okay, we'll talk about it.
Oh, exactly. 40 minutes.
There we go. And how happy it makes you. Yes.
Thank you.
Oh. Jacob, I thought you were recording. Just the parsha shir. Maybe offer whoever does this year if they want to use the mic.
Who records this year?
Ask a seagull. Someone's supposed to upload it. I don't know if they upload it.
Here, because I'm not going to finish and understand it properly if it's not like.
Definitely true.
So it's true.
What's going on there, Jew?
Hey, your tag.
Eden. Eden. Eden!
Don't be a person that's doing it if you're
not. My dad would have loved that whole rant about Brooklyn Dodgers and about like the Italians.
It's all recorded. It's all recorded.
I'm sending it to him. Even now or not, he would have loved.
What's it called? I still remember I was in Brooklyn one time. I'm walking down the street. He goes, what you looking at? What you looking at? I said, I'm not looking at anything. You're looking at it. What you looking at?
Yeah, one time an Italian pulled the knife on my dad.
Oh yeah, okay. And that only once? Okay, one of the times an Italian put the knife on your dad, yes?
No, because he shoved one of the smaller kids into the bush. My dad said,
I don't believe your father. Continue.
So my dad said, pick on someone your own size. You turn around, you said, you talking to me?
I've seen your dad get violent.
And then he pulled the knife on my dad like, okay, let's calm down. And he just walked away very calmly.
Your dad helped me out at the halftime game?
Yeah, that was nice.
I think your dad saved my life.
Dad pulled at the halftime game?
There were some after parents who tried to get
after parents.
Why? Why did I get Burner?
Burner was cheering too loudly for them.
I was cheering for the
UBC. Dude, you know your dad saved me? His parents started pushing me.
My dad saved Jacob and Burner.
It was a fight?
Yeah.
If you need someone on your side, what's the shock? If you need someone on your side, you got the Laub. That's not a bad one to have, you know.
My dad grew up in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I know.
What was the meaning of Pesach Zion, where it says Hashem on Saturday is Libi Ladas Chachmah Leiros and Yonah Hashem Naasa Al Oretz Ki Gam Bayom Vlay Loshen Ove Einov Einenu Ruah.
Work hard. You're working hard. You know, staying up sleepless nights to get all the answers, but you can't find it.
Thank you.
Is that how the Jews?
We like Jews.